4 nights here.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
All right, so where do you want me to vent first? MLB, Jackass on the Twitter machine. Where do you want me to go?
I don't know. It depends on your response to my my truck pool liner.
You're an idiot.
The mobile pool.
Yeah, okay.
First one ever.
Do you want me to talk golf or do you want me to talk baseball?
Go first? Major League Baseball first.
So a couple things that bother me. So Major League Baseball has moved the All-Star game, not that I really care,
right,
out of Atlanta, which is going to affect people in Atlanta.
Well, revenues.
Revenues, and, you know, I don't know what
what's the economic impact of something like that?
Typically, or
100 million?
Oh,
I mean, typically it'd be huge, right?
Yeah, typically it would be massive. I don't know how many fans they're allowing. I don't know any of that stuff.
Right.
But anything is better than nothing.
Right.
So Major League Baseball has moved, and I don't know the whole bill. I don't care.
Right.
It truly doesn't matter what the bill is. It truly doesn't to me. Just the fact that they're boycotting, Major League Baseball is boycotting and allowing the All-Star game to be played in Atlanta because of the bill that just passed. But they're letting the Braves stay and play.
Huh.
I'm just saying.
Right.
One of the things, and I don't know if this is their biggest thing that they have a problem with, but I guess one of the things in the bill, and I have not read the bill and I'm not going to read the bill, is requiring people to have ID to vote.
Right.
Major League Baseball requires you to have ID to get your tickets at will call.
Yeah, you have to have an ID.
But they have a problem with you having an ID to vote.
Right.
You need an ID to buy beer at a Major League Baseball game. Now, that may not be MLB. It could be, you know, the alcohol laws. It could be this. I'm just saying it's ID.
Right.
The water thing. And that's some of it, too.
Well, what happened with water?
You're not allowed to accept water standing in line to vote.
What?
Well, here's my...
Why?
Well, you're standing in line and somebody has a big D button on or R button on. You're dying of thirst. Like, they think a vote can be bought. Not that they didn't get bought last time, but that's another story. I'm okay with that. If you're going to vote, you know, I have a cooler of Diet Cokes all the time.
You do.
Especially when I come here.
Especially in Atlanta. In Georgia, where Coca-Cola's...
Atlanta's, it's easy to find. But wherever I go, I have a cooler.
Okay.
If I decide I'm thirsty, I don't expect somebody to walk out of a building or walk out of their car and give me water. Not that anybody's expecting, but it just bothers me.
That's crazy.
So they moved it, I guess, to Colorado.
To Coors Field, a mile high.
So now you just need ID to get a Coors beer.
Or to get some medical marijuana. You need an ID for that?
Also, the newest thing that they're doing, and some stadiums don't allow fans, and some stadiums are allowing so few fans.
Sure.
You can buy foul balls now.
Really?
One foul ball that was hit at Citizens Park in Philadelphia, $350 they sold it for.
What?
A ball hit off the bat, probably a Bryce Harper.
Wow.
It's a foul ball.
Wow. $350 going right for a foul ball now.
Of Bryce Harper.
Okay.
I'm saying somebody else, and I think it was $100. Eric bought one in, where did he just go? In some play, a game in Texas.
Oh, yeah, the Rangers.
And I think he paid $20 for it. He collects, and $20 isn't bad,
yeah,
seeing that a ball costs $12.
Right, sure. You can buy a brand new one in a store, no attachment or historical factor.
I once mailed a ball for a friend of mine. It was a Roberto Clemente signed baseball.
Okay.
And in his wisdom, he wanted to help a friend, but he didn't want to give him money.
Right.
So he sold his Roberto Clemente baseball and gave him what the ball sold for.
Okay.
Isn't that still giving him money?
Still gave it to him.
So you had the money. Why don't you give him the money and keep the Roberto Clemente? But whatever. So he asked me to take it to the post office, and I went to insure it.
Okay.
Do you know, this is what they told me, and I don't believe or trust anyone. Do you know how much you can insure? Well, you can insure it for anything. It's the claim would be. Do you know how much the claim would be for the signed Roberto Clemente ball?
$5,000.
$7.95. Okay. The cost of the baseball.
Wow. And so the signature had no value.
Signature, you know, because, A, you can't prove it.
Right.
Even if you took pictures, but you're replacing the ball. You're not replacing that
signature,
ball.
Right.
You're replacing the $7.95 ball. Yeah.
Wow.
So, just my little...
So that's the art of, like, the sports collectible world, right? I mean, I was surprised. I was down at the St. Pete Boxing Gym this week, and I was driving, and I saw an actual sports collectible store. I haven't seen a sports collectible store in forever.
Yeah,
you know, but it's good to see it's still open.
You
still
know
alive.
What some of the hottest cards are right now?
UFC.
The UFC stuff.
Yeah.
Through the wall.
Because the company Topps isn't making them any longer.
Panini's coming out with them. Okay. I've done a lot with Panini, you know, in the day. I'm trying to, you know, get them back on the air, you know, so that we can do some giveaways and have some fun and stuff like that with it. But
how much is a Dr. Fauci Topps baseball card going for?
No idea. No idea. Google it. I'm sure it'll come up. Not that I care, Flounder. You know,
it's call me every word of anything that lives in water.
I might have deleted it. What I did was I Googled fish.
Okay.
And then I literally took photos of every, yeah, I think I deleted it. I took photos of every fish that I was going to call you.
Okay.
Sucker fish, chew fish, blowfish, guppy, tadpole. But these were really cool names. Really interesting name. So,
oh, wow. $960 for a 2020 Topps Dr. Anthony Fauci baseball card.
That's insane. It's absolutely.
$900 on eBay. It's used. They ran 51,512 and they sold out.
The Bader fight saw Friday, by the way.
Oh.
I'm sure you've already forgotten.
I did forget.
So, Bader Machida 2. Which is the start of the light heavyweight tournament.
That's going to be exciting.
I spoke to Alex Kappa yesterday.
Oh, I did.
And we were talking all over the world, you know, stuff. We talked about Mount Rushmore because I gave you my opinion of the heavyweight.
Right.
And after reconsidering, depending on whether, and this is what I said to Alex, if we're including Fedor or not.
Because he's from Pride, not from UFC.
If you're just going UFC and you're not going, including all of their acquisitions, I need to know.
Are you going to put Bader on the list?
No, I'm not going to do that, but I may put Stipe on it.
Oh. Oh.
Because I said I was dead against it, but after we ran down the names, I don't know who else you'd put up there.
Mir, Kerwin. No, well, Kerwin never won it, did he?
No, he won. I think it was the interim, but he never won.
Coleman?
I definitely put Coleman. Absolutely, 100%. And like I told Alex, he never saw him fight. You know, so when you look at, and that's the problem when you just look at stats.
Sure.
You don't look at, these are tournaments. Mark Coleman won tournaments. He didn't just win, you know, fights.
Right, he won four fights in a night.
No, I think it was three.
Three?
But whatever, right. Unless there was one in the back.
It could have been.
You know, but I don't know who the four would be. I mean, do you put Couture on it? You know, do you put Cain Velasquez, who I definitely wouldn't? Do you put Cormier just because he went up and won it? You know, I don't know. Now, again, are you including other acquisitions? Because he did win in other places.
Sure.
It would make it interesting who your Mount Rushmore is of heavyweights. But I would rather do that than worry about we have too many. You know, like I always say when we do MMA or WWE, there's too many.
Don Fry?
Yeah.
You put Don Fry up in there?
No.
Dan Severin?
I don't think so. Go ahead. Keep going. Again, a different time. It was funny because Alex is like, well, Coleman fought Fry and Severin, but he didn't know who they were. I mean, that list that Coleman fought is pretty impressive. But if you don't know who Mark Coleman, Dan Severin.
Tim Sylvia. That's your boy.
Again, I think it's difficult.
Most wins in heavyweight. Let's see. Stipe, Tim Sylvia, Cain Velasquez, Fedor, Antonio Nogueira, Volosky, still fighting. Brock Lesnar, Brandon Vera, Daniel Cormier.
You know, as much as this is going to get I would really, truly have to think, are we, again, do we go steroids, non-steroids? That, you got to bring that up as well. You know, I think what Brock Lesnar did was nothing short of
remarkable. For sure.
You know, whatever. To come from, even though he had the wrestling background and all that kind of stuff, but to come from the scripted world and come and do what he did. And, you know, I was briefly talking to you about, you know, the Shane Carwin fight. I thought it should have been stopped in the first. I thought Shane Carwin should have won that fight.
Sure.
But it's not Brock's fault that they didn't stop it.
I mean, it'd be hard not to put Couture on the list because he's got the most title bout wins. He's got six in the promotion. Stipe has six. Silvia has five. Tim Silvia was a beast. I mean, we don't remember that far back, but
well, I do. I was there.
Well, you were there. But
I think the reason that people never say Tim Silvia is because A, they didn't like him.
Right.
They didn't like his attitude sometimes. They didn't like what happened in the cage the one time, which again is stupid that people hold that, you know, against him. And the talent that there was back then. But what, and this is what I said to Alex yesterday, what are you looking at? Are you looking at just numbers? Because if you're putting Stipe in there, you do have to consider those other two.
You got Fabricio Werdum.
I wouldn't put him in as the top four.
Frank Mir.
You know, it's a shame because if Frank wouldn't have got hit, you know, when he was on the bike, and that ruined his career.
Right.
I mean, he still fought. He still came back. And, you know, they almost had to take his leg, I believe, if I remember properly. He was supposed to be the next great heavyweight champion. I mean, the jiu-jitsu guy, the guy who could fight, and the wreck pretty much.
And a big guy who could actually move the jiu-jitsu, like, you know, that was unheard of at the time. Like, to have that kind of mobility at that size. We'll find him out next week in boxing how he does.
Yeah, well, like he said last week, there's no pressure on him. You know, he's expected to lose.
And this is a guy who I don't really have much recollection of or, like, knowledge of, but Kevin Randleman. I mean, I know he was a beast. I never saw any of his fights.
Again, and Alex said the same thing about Randleman. If you don't know that era, then you just don't. I mean, it's like when we go back and we talk about Major League Baseball.
Right.
You know, you think of, when you go back in time, you think of Babe Ruth.
Right.
But do you think of any of those other guys that you've never heard of?
Sure. No, of course not.
You know, you think of Ty Cobb. You think of Cy Young. Yet, his name is never brought up as the greatest pitcher of all time.
Right.
The award is named after him because he won 7,409 games.
Right.
I made that number up.
That sounds like how many hits Pete Rose has, and he's still not in the Hall of Fame.
And he shouldn't be.
He absolutely should be.
He was just here last Sunday.
No.
Yeah.
How come you keep missing that?
I didn't miss it. I knew it.
Well, you didn't tell me where it was.
Him and Tim McCarver were at Ruth Eckert Hall.
Really?
Maybe it was the week before.
Dang it.
I saw it when I went out and saw the Bronx Wanderers.
Still trying to get out to meet that guy. He's the GOAT.
It's a shame Derby Lane's closed, or you'd be able to meet him.
Well, I was over at Derby Lane's.
He used to hang out there all the time.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I
was doing the show once at Derby Lane, and Rick Bies was there.
Oh, nice.
And Rick goes, Pete Rose is right over there. And so they all ran over. And
what, was he betting on the ponies?
Or the doggies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why you go there.
Right.
You know.
Well, I don't know. Like, you know, maybe he's betting on baseball.
Let's hit a break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza. For the very last time, coming to you live from Torta Pizza, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Torta Pizza.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it. From hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete.
The Firestone Grand Prix roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, April 23rd to the 25th. It's fast, fun, family entertainment jammed into each day. The NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun, featuring six different series, including the return of the high-flying stadium super trucks. Get your tickets now at GPSTPETE.com. Tickets start at $25. Visit GPSTPETE.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Ryan Bader here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
Tell the athletes to just be free with it and just say what comes to their mind, not make it so robotic or scripted. So you know, it's nice to see their personalities come out and tell you how they feel about you.
Well, when we go to the next break, I'll ask them to run the Carlton Fisk line, or tell me what you think of that one.
Okay.
Or the Jimmy Kimmel one is pretty good, too.
Carlton Fisk was a baseball player?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. With my boy Pete?
No, Pete's not in the Hall
of
Fame.
Pete deserves it. You don't believe Pete. Like, if you could vote, not Georgia voting, not talking about take the whole Major League Baseball.
Do I need ID?
Yeah, take your ID.
Okay.
And then go to Georgia and vote. Why would you not? Would you say yes or no to letting Pete in? After all this time, he's suffered enough.
I would say no.
He's paid his dues.
I would say no.
Come on.
I would say no.
Seriously? Why? Because the integrity of the game is so great. They just moved it out of state because of some bill regulation that has nothing to do with baseball.
Since I don't care about baseball, do you want me to change and say yes because I like Pete?
Well, I mean, do you think he deserves to be in? His play on the field doesn't deserve the Hall of Fame rank and then the status?
Absolutely, it does.
That's it.
His play.
He was a manager when he got infraction in baseball.
His play on the field definitely warrants him being in the Hall of Fame.
That's all I want him to do. Give him his due.
But he broke the golden rule. It's the biggest rule.
The unwritten rule in baseball?
It's not unwritten.
Like plucking the guy. Didn't they just beam the dude from Houston and everybody cheered? They just what was it, Carlos something?
Oh, they beat probably they still beat the Astros for.
So yeah, they yeah. Hit them and then the whole crowd cheers.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have been in Houston.
Of course not.
Right. It's a written rule, not an unwritten rule. I've told you the story.
No betting on baseball. That's the biggest banner you can ever see.
It wasn't even a banner. It was like a wood sign
that they made specifically to deter you.
Clubhouses to never bet on baseball. And I'm adamant about if he would have bet on the Cincinnati Reds every game, then I would stand on the tallest mountain with Jesus in Rio, and I would say yes, he deserves to be.
But haven't we evolved as a society? Like, haven't we
passed? Well, we haven't evolved. We're getting rid of evolution.
Well, yeah, we're erasing history as we speak. Well,
don't make me talk political.
Did you see Pepe Le Pew just got dropped by Nike? Or Deshaun Jackson. Yeah. Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, Watson did.
He's like, he's the Pepe Le Pew of the NFL.
I don't know. I don't care.
Whatever happened to, like, innocent until proven guilty? Like, I mean, accusations from one woman comes forward, everybody jumps on the in line like it's a free handout. And then, you know, can't we wait till the due process is finished?
Unfortunately, no. You know, that's
you lose sponsorships, you lose reputation, maybe instantly. Lose your job as a quarterback of playing your sport that you worked your whole life to achieve.
That might be the only good thing that could happen to him, is if he loses his job in Houston. That way he can go somewhere else.
Yeah, but this is global. I mean, everyone knows.
No, it's bad.
His whole life will be defined by this.
And that is a problem, that you're found guilty before you go to trial.
Sure.
You know, it should be you're innocent until proven guilty, but you're not. You're guilty unless you're able to prove you're innocent.
Right. Exactly.
Same thing that's happening in Minnesota. And he's going to be found guilty, but he should be innocent until found guilty, where he's guilty until found guilty.
Right.
You know, right. And that's just the world. Look, there's a big ordeal going down at Disney right now,
right,
that they demanded that they change something that at Epcot, I believe it's in the Morocco pavilion.
Okay.
I've been to Epcot 100 times in my lifetime.
Okay.
I've never once either noticed or seen what they were talking about.
Right.
So just because you have a dirty mind and you think this looks like a piece of a male anatomy.
Sure.
You're demanding that they redo the entire building because it looks like a penis to you.
Right.
I never thought that.
Right.
You know, so just because your mind's in the gutter, now Disney has to change everything they're doing there. But I did show you what I bought, right?
Oh, Mr. Potato Head keychain.
I have a Mr. Potato keychain.
That is the most offensive keychain on the planet right now.
I love it. Right next to my Mickey keychain from my dad.
You're like the mouse. Like you got a rat and a potato head.
And a male potato head. A
male potato head.
Yes. You know, exactly.
But I mean, look, our world is so messed up.
It is.
We're losing our culture. We're losing our traditions. We're losing our history, off to appease a small group of people.
I don't even want to talk about it.
How's it stop? How do we stop it?
We don't. It won't stop. It's never going to stop.
So everything's going to just go away.
Yes.
Dukes of Hazzard, the General Lee, no longer is allowed to drive around. Yes. No Confederate flag.
Which I want to know from the Dukes of Hazzard, which is offensive, the Daisy Duke shorts or the General Lee?
I think I put pants on Daisy.
Yeah, what bothers you more?
All the action figures will have full slacks. It's terrible.
I agree. Did I talk about the Masters yet?
No.
So Keith Olbermann went on Twitter demanding the boycott of the Masters.
Why? Because it's in Georgia?
Yes. Yes. He said that you know why it's called the Masters, right? It's in Georgia. What?
Oh.
You are a buffoon.
The Masters.
In my opinion, you are a buffoon.
Because master means you own people.
I Googled it. I Googled what masters meant at the golf tournament.
What does it mean?
And it said elite golfers.
Wow. I will own people until Tuesday when I shut the doors. I will no longer own people. I will no longer be Master McClellan.
You're not allowed to say that.
I can.
You know, you can.
I will not be. I will no longer.
That word has been stricken from the dictionary.
I'm not employing anyone any longer except myself. Me, myself, and I. Maybe I, like Deshaun Watson, I will find myself under investigation for inappropriate touching an employee.
I can count on that.
That worked for me.
You can take that to the absolute bank. All right, let's go ahead and break. Thank God this segment is over. And when we return, we'll talk a little Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete. 2 weeks away. from the return.
We're back.
Of the Zoom Zoom.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Do we defend our title?
Or can we say, ladies and gentlemen, is there a lady driving?
Well, they have said that. Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Because Danica was a driver and others.
Well, and others.
So eventually we have to be like, all genders, start your engine.
No, just all drivers.
Well, you can't signal them out.
Right, all drivers.
No, you got to include all the genders.
All right, let's hit a break. Coming to you live from this dump for the last time. This is Torta Pizza.
Yeah!
8th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. We'll be right back. Save me now from this misery. I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
The Firestone Grand Prix roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, April 23rd to the 25th. It's fast, fun, family entertainment jammed into each day. The NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun, featuring six different series, including the return of the high-flying stadium super trucks. Get your tickets now at GPSTPETE.com. Tickets start at $25. Visit GPSTPETE.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
We are back coming to you live for the very last time from
the very last
88th and 4th. Get down here over the next couple days. Specials, buy one, get one the same price.
Buy one, add $12. It's a convenience fee. Inconvenience fee. Hey, I don't have time to make pizza. I got to sell stuff. You want to buy restaurant equipment? Come down. I'm selling everything. Booths, chairs, tables. I even sell the guy behind the counter. He is now for sale.
Slavery's not good. You can't sell people.
Give me $20. Watch. See,
and he said as long as you split it, he's fine.
Yeah, he's good with it. He's about $5 in his pocket.
He's going to buy himself.
He just see one fourth of them was sold five
minutes
ago.
So even the chairs? How about the stool?
Everything. Everything in this space has to come out. Hoods, sinks, refrigeration, tables, chairs, booths for 75 people, signage, lights.
I'll take the Jeep.
No, Jeep stays with me.
You just said you're selling everything.
Yeah, but that's not for sale. That's priceless. That's going to be the feature of my reality show. So that's where the girls will be breaking bread every day.
Okay. Have you heard the news? Anderson Silva's getting into the boxing circus.
Is he? Yeah. He was never really a striker.
Yeah, he was a striker.
He's a counter striker.
He's a striker over a jiu-jitsu guy.
He's a guy who's just going to, like, he has to wait for someone to throw a punch before he can, like, have an offense.
Fighting Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. He may have a better chance against Julio Cesar Chavez Sr.
As long as he throws the first punch, then Anderson will punch him back.
So then he waits for that.
So it's just going to be a stalemate, like Israel versus, who was the Cuban guy?
Yeah.
Romero.
Yeah.
So they didn't even throw a punch in that fight, did they?
He's in the Bellator light heavyweight tournament, which starts this Friday with Bader versus Machida. And then after this Friday, the race is back. You know that I can hear it in Pinellas Park. You can hear the room.
Oh yeah.
Down there on downtown St.
Oh Pete. Yeah.
So let's welcome to the program. He's been on numerous times as we welcome back the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete. Let's welcome back to the program, Kim Green. Kim, how are you?
Good. Thank you very much, guys. Yeah.
We appreciate your time. Excited again. For the return of the Grand Prix, the track just got laid a couple days ago. Update us what's going on and what we can expect to see.
Well, we started the track build last Monday, the 29, and it's progressing well. We also, on the 31st, started building our temporary marina we put in alongside the racetrack for the boats, and things are progressing well. Grandstands are coming together. So, fingers crossed, I think we're a little bit ahead of schedule with the track build. The weather's cooperating nicely, and ticket sales are actually have been pretty good. We've got a lot of corporate interest with suites, etc. So I think everybody's ready to go racing.
Well, something new will happen this year, as I did my real quick jump on research to get ready. Since 2015, you guys have had back-to-back champions. So you're either going to have a new champion or you're going to have, for the first time, a back-to-back-to-back winner on Sunday.
You know, the guy that's most frustrated, I think, in racing here in St. Pete is Scott Dixon. He won the championship here in October, but he's never won the race. So I know that's really one that he wants to put a check mark against. And, the IndyCar Series doesn't open the season here. It opens in Birmingham in a week or so. Birmingham, Alabama. It is going to be so competitive. A couple of interesting drivers. One pretty famous NASCAR driver, Jimmy Johnson, making his debut in the IndyCar Series here on a street course for the first time. And then there's a young New Zealand driver, McLaughlin, who's driving for Penske, who did race here in October, but he's doing a full season in the IndyCars. And for all the fans who keep asking us are you bringing back the stadium trucks? The jumping trucks. Well, they're on the program. They'll be running race weekend.
How do the drivers prepare for this? You know, it's not like you can go to Daytona and drive in circles to prepare for a street course like St. Pete.
Well, I'm probably a little bit behind on some of the technology that the engine manufacturers have these days in the teams, but there are simulators that the because of all the onboard data acquisition systems these race cars have, they can actually go on a simulator and actually drive in a simulator in a laboratory, basically in a controlled zone area. And the simulator feeds all the track input in, so the bumps that you feel them in the corners and all that sort of stuff. So the drivers do jump in the simulators a lot, because in IndyCar racing, there's not there's very little off-season testing. And their last race of last year was October. Their first race for the season is only in Birmingham in a week. So it is a big off time for those guys. That's why you do see a lot of them jump in and run the 24 hours of Daytona, the 12 hours of Sebring, to really just get in general track time and physical, you know, the physical fitness you get out of driving a race car and the mental focus of being in a race car. No matter, as long as it's a pretty strong race car, is good. So what the drivers will also do on Thursday afternoon, we'll basically give them an hour and a half, and they very often will come and walk the racetrack with their engineers, and they'll see if there's anything different they notice, or they'll have a review of last year's race and think, you know, we weren't that good in this corner. What do you think? What can we do? So there's a lot of the old school. Let's look, let's think, and let's try something new.
We are talking to Kim Green from the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete, right around the corner, the 23rd to the 25th, right back here in the streets of St. Pete. What about fans? I know 2 years ago there was a lot of things fans, you know, could do a lot more than the last race because of the virus. Are we still in last year's protocol, or some things were they able to be put back in?
Well, we are still operating on the same protocol as the October race. So we are not selling all the grandstand seats for social distancing. We're asking people to wear face masks at the racetrack unless you're eating or drinking, social distancing, hand wash stations everywhere, etc. I think the city of St. Petersburg has been on the good side of being maybe a bit conservative and putting people first and fans first. And in general, Pinellas County has some of the lowest infection rates in Florida. And at one point, I think, was the lowest infection rate in Florida. So the mayor and the city and the health department here have worked very, very hard with us in trying to allow us to have as many fans as they think acceptable. So we're allowed 20,000 fans per day, which is really about maybe one-third of what we would normally get. But it's still a good crowd. I think people still have to see a great show. And I think that... some of the final tickets going on sale this Thursday. I think they'll probably go fairly quickly, so
sure.
I would encourage people to jump in if they're looking to get a ticket.
Hey, Kim, so as a race fan, I know that, you know, having the race at the end of the year in October because of the pandemic, it was pretty exciting that the Cup actually came down, the series championship came down to being here in St. Pete, finishing the season here. Any thoughts of bringing it back at the end of the year because of that?
Well, I think it was exciting. It was fantastic. You're not always guaranteed the championship's going to come to the last race the way the IndyCar series is. But what we have to bear in mind is October is also hurricane season, and we've graduated to the beginning of March because that pretty well gives us usually the best weather window for having outdoor events and having fans at the race and having racing. You know, sometimes when it rains in Florida, it deluges. So when it really comes down very, very hard, very quickly, that very usually makes the racetrack not raceable. If it's just a light drizzle, you can race the racetrack. They all have rain tires, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, the beginning of March, being the opening race of the season, I think is better for us. It's we've got date equity. Everybody is ready to go racing in March, and they're ready for spring breaks, et cetera, et cetera. And we get a lot of visitors from the upper Midwest and Midwest and Canada for the race in March because of the weather. And the weather in Florida in March, as we know, is usually fabulous. And this week in Florida is fabulous. And we don't know what it's going to be by race week, but we hope still not too hot for the drivers and not too hot for the fans. But Florida usually delivers a lot of sunshine this time of year.
It's a beautiful course. It's a beautiful race. It's put on by, you know, a great company that you're running. We can't wait for the return. I guess the next question and the last question is, will we have to defend our media title, or will that not be happening because of the virus, which would make us back-to-back champions?
Unfortunately, we're not doing the go-karting in race week. I know Sebastian Bourdais is putting on his charity event, but not at our site. It's over at the Anderson go-karting track over on
Sarasota.
That's in Bradenton. Okay. Although there was also some question about that because of the big refinery leak over there. They shut down 41, Highway 41. So, and that's exactly where that racetrack is. And so, if the roads get opened up, the area gets opened back up, then he is scheduled to have it this next weekend, I believe, or maybe even the Saturday before race weekend. So I'm not sure what that's doing. He does that where he sells teams, and a group can buy a team. I think they can bring four drivers, and then they get a celebrity race car driver with them. And that all the money and proceeds for that, Sebastian has been contributing to help purchase equipment at All Children's Hospital.
Very nice.
So over the last four years, they've raised lots and lots of money. So at this stage, no media challenge. The other person that's disappointed about that is the mayor. He loves to put on a mayor's challenge with all the local mayors, and has a pretty good record of winning that. But hopefully everything gets back to normal in 2022 and gets some of those race week festivities. In 2020, we were planning on the Thursday night to put on a big downtown kind of street party and bring all the race cars down on the streets, let all the fans come and see them in right on opposite Beach Drive there on Bayshore. I hope again that we can get that planned for 2022. What a great way to launch the season, have all the teams come out with their cars, drivers come out, do autograph sessions out there, and really launch race week. So Roger Penske is a great thing for IndyCar racing, a great thing for the Indianapolis 500, a great team owner. So I think hopefully we can all help build IndyCar racing into one of the most exciting sports the fans can go watch.
I agree with you. Kim, thank you very much for your time. We'll speak again before the race, but it is right around the corner. But I'm going to dub us. We won it last year. There is no race this year. We are back-to-back champions. That's what I'm going with.
Thanks, God.
All right, Kim. Thank you very much, sir. That is Kim Green, Firestone Grand Prix, right around the corner. And what's up, champ? Back-to-back.
That makes me the fastest lap again of media by default.
Yep. So
I'll be the default champion.
We'll have to text Ryan, who I don't know if he's coming. We need to reach out to Ryan and see if he's coming in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And we'll touch base. But awesome. Yeah, we did win it. You had the fastest lap somehow.
I did. Come on, I'm a professional driver.
You're a professional nothing.
I get paid to deliver pizzas. That makes me a professional driver.
Let's go hit for our very last time, and that excites me a great deal. This will be our last break coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio. When we come back, we'll close this daddy down, and I'm going to take my banner, and I'm leaving Torta Pizza forever.
Take me with you.
We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Michelle Smith from the United States Olympic gold medal winning softball team, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sergio Garcia, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Sergio Garcia, that who's fighting in the boxing match?
No, Chuck Oles.
I thought he was fighting Anderson Silva.
No, Gullet. Mullet.
How do the Spanish fighters get four names? They like two middle names and then like a first and last name and then a junior or senior at the end.
That's what mama and dada named them.
How many nicknames do you have?
Nicknames or real names?
Well, same.
No, it's not. It's different.
Oh, wait, how many real names do you have?
The three.
Three. How do you get the extra one? I want an extra one.
Well, see, if you would have been born with lungs,
yeah,
then they could have called you Matthew. What's your middle name?
Lee.
Matthew Lee, Gilly, Gills, McLaughlin,
McGillicuddy. McGuppy. McGillicuddy.
That's the name, McGuppy.
McGuppy.
We might have to go with that. So this weekend, we really haven't talked much about, you know, we've had both fighters on that's fighting at the Apex Center, but it is another event out at the Apex.
Are you a fan of it? Keep bouncing back and forth from ESPN Plus to now ABC. I mean, it's so hard to track down these fights. I can't find them.
It's not hard to find.
It's hard to find.
ABC is easy. ESPN is easy. ESPN Plus is easy on stream TV. Pay-per-view. It don't matter. The thing that I like about it being on ABC or ESPN is you don't have to deal with the Plus. You don't have to deal with, you know, pay-per-view. So I like it. And I like that it's on ABC. I think that'll be cool.
You think they get more viewers that way? They're better, more mainstream?
No. I don't think they're going to get more. They may get different.
Okay.
You know, I think there's people like you, and I don't mean this derogatory like I normally would. You won't watch this fight card?
I will.
Sure you won't.
I will, because it's got Mike Perry on it, and it's got Sam Alvey on it.
All right, so other than Mike and Sam, you won't watch. Where I think if you're sitting at home and you don't either have cable, because there's a lot of people that still don't have cable.
Yeah, or they're streaming like their own content. They don't even
right.
They don't watch anything other than like they're not browsing and flipping through like they usually do. Now they're just watching their own Netflix series or their own on demand stuff.
Do I throw Craig under the bus now or do I just not?
Oh, hit him.
Should I?
Yeah, break him.
So he never mind, I won't do it.
Why?
No, I'm not going to.
What are you gonna do?
He's a fellow Viking. I'm not gonna
A Viking?
He's a Viking.
From Minnesota?
Yeah, he went to high school with the Minnesota Vikings. I was wrong with you. And then next week, and I didn't really think about it. You know, I'm going to Vegas for a couple days, and then I'm flying to Atlanta for the Askren fight. There's a UFC I could have gone to at the Apex Center.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'll be cool to be there, even though I don't want to. I'm not excited about the event, but I'm excited to be one of the few in the building for the event.
Sure. For Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Do I want to see Justin Bieber? No.
You do.
I don't.
And you're going to be like, hey, my co-host has a G-Net outside. We got to get you on it. And I'll be outside with the truck on.
To Justin Bieber.
Yes. I want Bieber and Snoop Dogg on the G-Net.
You don't have insurance. He's going to get up there high as a kite, fall backwards, and hurt himself.
It's made for high people. It's a vertical climbing toy. Who else should get up there than high people? You get higher as you get on it.
Oh, my God. You need some serious help.
No, but you'll connect with it. Like the more.
This is the last time I'm going to see you in
the
here.
The marijuana.
You know that? That's what I'm excited about.
It is. The end
this
of an
is the
era.
Last time. When I walk out the door, I don't anticipate being back until you're closed.
It's true. It's the end of an era. It's a good run, though. It's a good run. 15 years, I paid my dues.
I don't know if you paid your dues, but it's been 15
years. I paid my
years.
Dues. Done. Too old for this stuff.
Good. All right, so are you going to boycott the Masters?
No. Why would I?
Because it's the Masters and you're not allowed to say it anymore.
Is Tiger going?
Tiger's still in the hospital.
I mean, he's home.
Is he home?
He's home. He's in Florida. I mean, I'm sure he's not going to go.
Of course he's not going to go.
He could go.
How could he go?
In a wheelchair. I could push him. I could push him around.
It would be like polo. He could get in the wheelchair and be like polo.
You're going to... That's wrong. It's messed up.
So what?
Both his feet are messed up.
Exactly. Well, man. I think it's more than his feet that are both...
Oh. No, they just released his... that was just high speed. That was the cause of the crash.
Yeah, that there was no brakes.
No impairment. Just drove super fast.
You know what I am very excited about?
What's that?
I'll be in Las Vegas next week.
Yes.
You know what's in Las Vegas?
Tenors Rock.
Well, beside Tenors
Rock.
Bronx Wanderers are there, and I'm going to hang out with both of them. But no, I'm going to go to the Miracle Mile and buy me a couple gallons of Garrett popcorn.
Oh.
Very excited.
You are a popcorn connoisseur.
Very excited. Garrett popcorn. We're going to seal it up tight, get it on Friday. And
so when do I see you in Georgia? Unless you're boycotting the state, I don't know.
I'm not boycotting. I don't have a problem with
it. Okay, so
even if I had a problem with it, I don't have a problem with it. I don't care.
Is Sam going to move the headquarters out of
Absolutely
Georgia?
Absolutely not. And he may check ID to get into the building. I don't know.
He should. If people like me show up. But we got to connect. We got to come up. I got to bring the GNAT to you and the people.
Well, you know, to his trainer. I want to get
Mier.
His trainer on it.
The day after.
Frank Mir is going to get on the GNAT either before or after.
Probably Sunday after the fight.
I will work out all the details.
It'd be better if he wins, because I don't really let people who lose go on the GNAT.
All right, I want you to tell him that. If he loses,
I'll be like,
you are not coming on because you're a loser. That's what I want you to say to Frank Mir.
Well, I only surround myself with champions.
That's not true.
Mike Clayton said hello at the house this morning. We were.
I saw his motivational.
He loves it.
You cannot do unless you do.
Okay. He loves it.
He is.
Mikey is the best. He's wearing his daughter's shirt today. He's like, we don't throw anything away.
That's something to be proud of.
Never know when you're going to have to repurpose it.
Repurpose it?
Repurpose it.
Okay. All right. Fine. I want you to tell Frank Mir if he loses, you're not getting on the GNAT because you're a loser. I want you to say that.
Call.
And if you don't, when we show up and he gets ready to get on, I'm going to tell him that. I'm going to say, Matt said you're a loser.
Oh, you're definitely going to throw me under the bus. For sure.
So I'm going to throw you. I'm going to lie if he wins. And I'm going to throw you under the bus and lie.
Well. I guess then there'll be two boxing matches on fight weekend.
It won't be a boxing match.
Well, I mean,
that one Frank will definitely win. If he does lose to Cunningham, he will definitely win the one punch knockout.
Oh, don't say one punch. Give me at least some credit.
One punch.
Don't say one punch.
He's going to hit you so hard, you're going to fall back, hit the GNAT, and die.
That's probably true.
It's not probably. It is true.
What are the bets? What are the bets on it? Call Pete.
All I want to know is I want to be willed the truck, and it needs to be said in the will that I can take that thing off.
Right, and you can have the baby truck, the big truck.
I want the baby truck and the big truck.
And call Pete Rose, see what the line is.
The line is.
So, I got to get Pete's blessing on this bet.
All right. All right. Anything else you want to close with? Titus O'Neil and his award. WrestleMania kicks off this week.
I just want to say thanks to the city of St. Pete for all the love, all the years.
They're very happy to see you leave.
They're not. A slice a day keeps the doctor away. Now a step a day can change a life today. I just made that up.
You think?
Yeah. But I'm still here. I'm still your pizza guy.
But you're not the pizza guy.
Well, I have access to pizza. It might be at the black market.
Yeah,
maybe underground.
You have access. You know Domino's number. You know Pizza Hut.
You got to know the code. You got to know the code. I'll be staying at the Williams Resort on South St. Pete.
Which one? Which one?
Both. I got connections with both. I'll be living in a tiki hut. Well, the 50-foot tiki hut on the water.
Well, there's a tunnel, you know, that runs from one to the other.
We could put a pizza oven on the patio at the tiki hut. Pull up your boat, pizza on the water.
I like it.
Pizza on the water.
Stop talking to the people here and talk to the audience.
Come by. What's your address, Greg?
Get your address.
Pizza on the water.
I'll tell you where to look it up under.
Perfect.
Google. All right, good stuff. All right, well, make sure you check out Bader Machida.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. Highly anticipated.
Yep.
You know, it's been, I think, 7 years since they last fought.
Both are different fighters now. Both have matured. Both are, you know,
Let's see.
More experience.
Let's see what Ryan comes with. You know, after losing his light heavyweight strap.
Sure.
You know, he wants that back. And I want to see what the new 8-Man Strong swag is going to be.
Absolutely.
As well.
I thought your shirt was a new shirt.
It is a new shirt.
Yeah, it looks nice.
It is. As I'm looking for stuff in the storage unit, I'm condensing those storage units. I'm not paying for all that anymore.
See?
So I'm throwing stuff away. I'm wearing stuff.
So you found a handwritten note from something you found?
Yeah, I found a Rolex watch when I was 12. And I think we're almost out of time. Let's blow through the break. That's okay. I'll tell the story. I found a Rolex watch in a gas station in Venice, Florida when I was 12 years old. And I turned it into the owner of the gas station. And my parents are like, why did you do that? Now the owner of the gas station has a Rolex.
Right.
And a couple weeks later, I got a letter from somebody in Canada thanking me. And there was a little something in there for it. What do you think they sent me? A Rolex. This is a Rolex.
A Rolex.
In 1973.
And what did you say, Canada?
Canada.
They sent you some poutine.
He sent me a $5 Canadian bill, which was about $4.09.
Well, that was back in what, 1860?
Yeah, whatever. So, I told the story. For the last time, I'm signing out from this dump known as Torta Pizza. You still have a couple days to come down and get a slice or two.
I'm signing up for this dump as well.
All right, see everybody next week, live from Las Vegas.
Smiling from my head to her feet, I said, hey, what is this now, baby? Maybe, maybe she's in need.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.